Welcome to the One for the Money podcast. I'm your host, Johnny West. I'm a certified financial planner, and here I will teach you the tips, tricks, and strategies I use to help others retire early. This is the easy button when it comes to early retirement. Everything you want or need to know is right here. I'm so glad you join us on the show. Welcome to episode 59 of the One for the Money podcast. I'm so glad and grateful you've taken the time to listen. This episode is airing in April, which is tax season. And a critical component of building wealth and early retirement is to not pay more taxes than you have to. Everyone has to pay taxes, but no one says you need to leave a tip. However, in order to implement these tax-saving strategies, you must have an understanding of the basics when it comes to taxes. That's what I'll share in this episode. In the tips, tricks, and strategies portion of the podcast, I'll share a massive tax-saving strategy for those between 18 and 26 that are on their parents' medical plan. Well, thank you again for listening. Now on with the show. In order to implement strategies so you don't pay more taxes than you have to, an understanding of taxes is required. But when it comes to taxes, it can be incredibly confusing how they work, and the terminology certainly doesn't help. Terms such as gross income, adjusted gross income, and if those aren't confusing enough, there is modified adjusted gross income. Then there are above-the-line deductions and below-the-line deductions, marginal tax rates versus effective tax rates, and then there are tax credits and tax deductions, and the list goes on. All this confusing terminology makes many people want to just ignore taxes altogether, but that's almost a sure way to pay more taxes than one would need to. But for those that understand the tax rules, there can be significant tax savings. And it's not just a one-time event, because the best way of reducing the most taxes is implementing specific strategies over the long term. It's the reason my financial planning practice and over 10 episodes of this podcast focuses on strategies to save my clients on taxes they don't have to pay, so they get to spend more of their hard-earned money and the government gets to waste less of it. For any looking for a deeper dive into taxes that includes an explanation of adjusted gross income, tax deductions versus tax credits, marginal versus effective tax rates, I recommend episodes 8 and 9 of this podcast. But in this episode, I'll provide a more basic understanding of tax-advantaged investment accounts and how this can help you save on taxes. Specifically, I'll be discussing how different investment accounts are taxed, because knowing the differences can help a person decide when it's to their advantage to pay taxes. You only pay income taxes once, but you often get to decide when you get to pay them. Now, maybe you are wondering, why would this be the focus of an episode? Well, it's because I constantly see individuals and families paying way more taxes than they need to, all because they didn't understand the simple differences between tax-advantaged investment accounts and how they allow you to pay taxes when it's to your advantage, which is when they are the lowest. Now, there are three different types of tax-advantaged accounts. The one most people are familiar with are the pre-tax accounts, also known as traditional retirement accounts. These are the OG, or original type of tax advantage accounts, and most know them as their 401k or IRA. With these pre-tax accounts, you contribute a portion of your income before you pay taxes. You will pay the taxes on this income later when you take the money out. For example, if a person earned $100,000 of salary in 2024 and contributed $10,000 of their salary into a pre-tax 401k, only $90,000 of their salary will be taxed in 2024. That $10,000 they contributed is looked as if they never received it. Instead, that $10,000 and any growth will be taxed when the investor takes the money out of the account in retirement. This type of tax advantage account makes a lot of sense in your highest earning income years. These are often in the decade or so prior to retirement. By deciding to pay taxes in retirement when your income is lower, you can save a significant amount in taxes. Instead of paying as high as 37.5% on this income, you could be paying as low as 10 to 22%. That's a lot more money in your pocket. These accounts are so good at saving people on taxes, the government might eliminate them in a future, according to a Bloomberg opinion piece. That opinion piece stated that as the federal government gets increasingly desperate for new sources of revenue, the tax treatment of 401ks may be a likely target. All of this costs the government an estimated $185 billion in the year 2019, or 0.9% of GDP. That's not nothing. And in other words, this is so good, it may not be around for much longer. Now, the next type of tax advantage accounts are what are called after-tax accounts. A common example of these are a Roth 401k or a Roth IRA retirement account. College savings accounts, also known as 529 accounts, are another example of after-tax accounts. With these type of accounts, you pay the taxes before you make the contributions to that account. The advantage is you never have to pay taxes again if you follow the distribution rules. I'll provide a similar example to help explain. Let's say a person earned $100,000 of salary in 2024 and paid $20,000 of income taxes, leaving them with $80,000. The person could then contribute a portion of that already taxed $80,000 to a Roth IRA or 401k or 529 account, and they would never have to pay taxes on this again. Now, this type of tax advantaged account makes a lot of sense in your lowest and lower earning income years. These are often in the first few decades of working. By deciding to pay taxes when your retirement is lower, you can save a significant amount in taxes. I've helped many young adult children of my clients navigate their 401k plans with their first employer. Many don't have a clue whether they should select the traditional or Roth 401k. A few of them split the difference and saved in both, which is only half right. I always ask them this question: will your salary be higher or lower in the future? They always tell me that it'll be higher, and I explain this is why they want to pay taxes now and therefore submit their contributions to go to the Roth 401k. Now, the final type of tax advantage accounts, and I've saved the best for last, are the never taxed accounts. With these types of accounts, you don't pay taxes on the contributions or distributions or any time in between. Now, the only example of these types of accounts are health savings accounts. Now, health savings accounts, also known as HSAs, are the only investment accounts that are triple tax free. The contributions are tax deductible, and both the growth and distributions, if used for qualifying medical expenses, are tax free. Now, Roth, traditional IRAs, 529 college savings accounts, which I mentioned earlier, are only double tax free. You have to pay taxes once. You just decide when. But with HSAs, you pay zero taxes. But not all people are eligible to invest in an HSA. You must have a qualifying high deductible medical plan. Additionally, the contributions are limited to the following amounts in 2024. And for an individual, it's $4,150, and for a family, it's $8,300. And for those 55 and older, you can contribute an additional $1,000. Now, you can use the money in the HSA at any time to cover healthcare expenses. That's why they are ideal for early retirement, as you can use these funds prior to eligibility for Medicare at 65. But if you don't need to use the money then, you can really see the benefit when you let the money grow and pay for your current healthcare expenses out of pocket instead. Now, a reminder though, these funds only grow if they are invested. I've helped a few clients realize that their HSAs were not invested and were just sitting in cash, a sure way to lose out to inflation. Now, some ask, But what if you don't need all of the money for healthcare expenses? Well, it essentially becomes like a traditional IRA. Distributions are taxed at ordinary income rates. Now, because of the significant tax savings that HSAs can provide, and because you have the potential of always having healthcare expenses throughout your lifetime for which you could use the funds, it makes sense to fund HSAs earlier than one might think. You always want to contribute to your company 401k up to the match, but you might want to start funding your HSA before funding 401ks and IRAs fully. Of course, this all depends on your specific goals, so you should really speak with a CFP first. And please note, not all certified financial planners review individuals' current and future tax circumstances. I utilize software that analyzes my clients' current tax rates and use financial planning software that models their future tax rates, which ensures we are taking the actions for them to save on taxes. Now back to HSAs. Why are these so important? Because if you invest them and have them grow, they help pay for the significant medical expenses in retirement. According to a study completed by Fidelity, a retired couple on average will spend over $315,000 just on healthcare during retirement, and that doesn't include long-term care expenses. As you can see, having strategies in place, you can pay less taxes. But no one pays less taxes by accident. Rather, it's through tax planning. I help my clients pay less taxes by implementing tax-saving strategies over years. These strategies include Roth contributions, Roth conversions, Kid Roth IRAs, solo 401ks, solo pensions, and more. You can always reach out to me on my website at betterplanningbetterlife.com to learn more or set up a free consultation. Well, thank you again for listening, and I hope you found this helpful. Now on to the tips, tricks, and strategies portion of the podcast. Welcome to the tips, tricks, and strategies portion of the podcast, where I'll share a massive tax-saving strategy for those between the ages of 18 and 26 who are on their parents' medical plan. Now, the passage of the Affordable Care Act in 2014, also known as Obamacare, introduced many changes to the healthcare landscape in the United States. One of these changes was the ability for children to remain on their parents' health insurance plan until they reached the age of 26. In addition to having access to health insurance at a lower cost than they might have had on their own, this measure also creates a potentially lucrative planning opportunity for young adults who can be covered by a parent's high-deductible healthcare plan, giving them the opportunity to contribute to their own health savings account up to the full family maximum contribution limit. Now, adult children who are covered by their parents' high-deductible healthcare plan may be eligible to establish HSAs and contribute up to $8,300 for 2024, and these contributions do not impact the amount that the child's parents can contribute to their own HSAs. Now, just to understand the potential these can have for your children, remember, you receive a tax deduction for HSA contributions. This can further lower the income that is taxable to your adult children. Now, the truth is that many 18 to 26-year-olds won't have any idea of how much we are massively helping them, but they will later on when they become more aware of taxes and raise their own children. Again, this is a significant way to help your adult children who are still on your high-deductible medical plan save a lot of money in taxes. Well, again, I hope you found this helpful. And remember, a better life is a result of better planning and especially better tax planning. Well, have a great one. Thank you. Thank you for listening, and until next time, remember that no one builds wealth by accident. If you want to learn more about how to build wealth to retire early, head on over to my website at betterplanningbetterlife.com.
The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision. There is no assurance that the techniques and strategies discussed are suitable for all investors or will yield positive outcomes. The purchase of certain securities may be required to affect some of the strategies. Investing involves risks, including possible loss of principal. Economic forecasts set forth may not develop as predicted, and there can be no guarantee that strategies promoted will be successful. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Individual tax and legal matters should be discussed with your tax or legal professional.
Johnny West is a registered representative with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.